It is a State Capitol Report on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We get up to speed on the legislative priorities of the state Senate's minority leader, including bills involving the Brewers Stadium renovation, absentee voting, and marijuana use. Call in along the way with a question. Share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Melissa Agard is a Democratic state senator representing parts of Dane County. State Senator Agard, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. I'm so happy to start my week out with you.
Oh, great. Well, let's first turn to the Brewer Stadium. Was politics reporting Governor Tony Evers lobbying Democratic senators to support the nearly $650 million proposal for renovations to American Family Field? Where is your caucus on the proposal to repair the stadium?
So certainly I have been pretty clear with the fact that I would like to get to a point where we are excited about voting yes for the Brewers Stadium. And it is vitally important to myself and my colleagues, and I think the folks that we represent across the state of Wisconsin, the good people, that we put together the best deal possible for our local governments, as well as the people in Wisconsin, with the ultimate goal of keeping the Brewers here, but ensuring that the state isn't overpaying for this process. So we believe strongly that the deal reached by the assembly has significant work that needs to be done to it. We would like to see the amount that the state contributes to be lowered and to increase the amount that the team is putting in the pot, and ensuring that the city and the county of Milwaukee are not adversely impacted by this deal. There have been so many examples since my time in the legislature where the city and the county of Milwaukee have been harmed by legislation being passed in the Capitol building, and I think that we need to make sure that that's not happening.
Republican Representative Rob Brooks of Sockville is a co-author of this stadium funding plan, and Brooks calls adding a ticket tax a non-starter. Brewers officials say they oppose taxing fans and raising taxes, quote, on hardworking families. How do you respond to those comments?
Well, certainly there's a lot of work that is being done on the bill still. Initially, we thought that it would be on the floor tomorrow when the Senate is in session, but it's looking like it's going to be the 14th. If we can get it to a point where there's bipartisan agreement. But frankly, the majority party of Wisconsin is just that. They are the majority party of Wisconsin. And they have a supermajority in the Senate. And, you know, they need to do the work. Sounds like their caucus isn't even all the way on board. I would love it to be bipartisan, as I pointed out. And I think that there are folks of different party affiliations that are talking about different types of tax structures, and one of them including a ticket tax on non-Brewer events that happen on the stadium, possibly Brewer events that are occurring in the stadium. But you know, there's a lot of triggers at this point back and forth, and we're hopeful in the next few days that we're going to be able to see more clearly a path forward.
When you talk about a supermajority, how does your caucus approach these types of debates on bills working with a Republican supermajority in the state Senate?
Yeah, so I think there's a good example with the shared revenue bill from earlier this year. Clearly, when the majority party does want to have us at the table, we are there. And, you know, sometimes it is a little challenging to get into that room, but every day I'm reminding Republican leadership that we are here and that we represent our constituents in the same way that they do, and that we want to be involved in these conversations. It's better for all of us. And through that collaboration, we were able to pass a shared revenue bill for local governments in Wisconsin that benefited them. Yes, there were parts of that bill that were very, very concerning to many members of my caucus. But, you know, what we saw was how government is supposed to be working, with people coming together and having deliberative conversations and figuring out how that we're going to overcome the challenges. And I think overwhelmingly, people see the Brewers as a team they want to have in the state of Wisconsin. And there is still hope that we're going to be able to get there. But it means that no one is going to get 100% of their way.
We're talking about state policy with Melissa Agard, Democratic State Senate Minority Leader. You can join in with your questions and comments along the way, 800-642-1234. Let's bring in Carol in Milwaukee. Hi, Carol. What is your question?
Well, I'm wondering, isn't the city and the county of Milwaukee doing a favor also for the Brewers? And why do we have to pay a multi-million dollar industry's cost? Why can't they pay for themselves if they are so successful?
Thank you, Carol. Go ahead, Senator Agard.
Thank you, Carol, for that question. So I agree that they are a corporation that needs to pay their share. We need to remember, however, that the state of Wisconsin does own 2/3 of the stadium. And this is about protecting an asset that we as the state of Wisconsin own and seeking innovative solutions so that we don't find ourselves in this position moving forward. The mayor and the county executive from Milwaukee have been at the table, and they are the leaders that have been elected for those bodies. And they're feeling like if we can lower the amount that the state is contributing, that they're comfortable with what they are contributing, and that the team increases what they are currently slotted to contribute, if we can increase that amount and not increase any sort of adversarially impact and policies into the bill, that the city and the county will benefit. It won't be like that, the plan that was passed decades ago.
We're going to turn now to elections. Lawmakers are considering a bill that supporters say would streamline the process for election clerks to count absentee ballots. Do you support the bill's goal of allowing clerks to count absentee ballots before Election Day?
So the devil is in the details with all policymaking. And in my time in the Capitol, we have had numbers of bills that have come through the committee process and scheduled for floor debate that would be beneficial to the people of Wisconsin. And then at the last minute, we've seen amendments made that are concerning. So I'm just saying that as a caveat that, you know, that the details of policymaking is vitally important, but we have been talking about for many sessions, the importance of local election clerks to be able to start counting their ballots before the polls close, before Election Day. Many people are returning their ballots days and weeks ahead due to absentee voting, the ability of people in Wisconsin to vote through absentee voting. And if we can provide some relief to our clerks and the folks who administer our elections in Wisconsin, who make sure that our elections are safe and secure, I fully support that.
Well, within the details, then, what changes would you seek before voting for the legislation?
I don't have that bill in front of me right now, Kate. Mm-hmm. But I point out that amendments can be made at any point in time through the process, even on the floor of the Senate. And it's important for us to be keeping track of those and making sure that we're not causing harm to the sanctity of our elections in Wisconsin.
Last month, you introduced a bill that would legalize recreational marijuana use for residents over 21 and establish government regulations. Which state should Wisconsin follow as a model for regulations?
So I fully support and have been a lead for cannabis legalization, adult usage, 21 and up in Wisconsin, taxing and regulating as we do with alcohol for a decade. And Governor Evers has included these provisions in his budget over the last two budget cycles as well. We know that well over 2/3 of folks in Wisconsin support responsible adult usage of cannabis, and that 23 states, including Minnesota, Michigan, and Illinois, have legalized for responsible adult usage. It's a matter of time. It's past time that we get this done for the state of Wisconsin. The people of our state want this done, and it is, I know, going to be safer once we do legalize cannabis in the state of Wisconsin. I firmly believe that the most dangerous thing about cannabis in our state is that it remains illegal, but that there are many other benefits through the legalization process that we can address as well.
I'd like to unpack that line because I've heard you say it before. The most dangerous thing about cannabis is that it is illegal. What do you mean by that?
So here in Wisconsin, we have a wildly successful illicit market that currently exists. We have over half of the people in Wisconsin, 21 and older, live within 75 minutes of legal dispensaries. And that's before Minnesota has even started issuing licenses and selling. People are accessing cannabis, but it is not regulated and taxed in our state. And additionally, people are choosing to drive over to other states and then come back to Wisconsin with cannabis that was purchased legally in those states, but it is not legal here. And that puts them in harm's way. We also know that budgets are tight, and our governments at all levels are having to spend money, their resources, to enforce out-of-date and immoral laws in the state of Wisconsin. We are right now spending tens of millions, if not over $100 million of our money is going to tax revenue in other communities where they're able to actually invest in safety and security in those communities.
Democratic State Senator Melissa Agard of Madison sharing her legislative priorities and those of her caucus as the Senate's minority leader. You can be part of the conversation at any point. Ask a question, add your views, 800-642-1234. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is a State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We check in with the State Senate's Minority Leader, Melissa Agard of Madison, on bills she seeks to advance and the priorities of Democrats in the upper house. Call in with a question about legislation and state politics. Share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Let's bring in Matt in Milwaukee. Hi, Matt. Go ahead.
Good morning. I have some familiarity with the subject. Our son got a plant biology degree from the UW, and he had to go to Michigan to work in the cannabis industry. So we're hoping someday he can come back to Wisconsin and make a living here. But my question is, I hear a lot of different ideas of why Wisconsin is, you know, 15 years behind Michigan and 5 years behind Illinois and a few years behind Minnesota. Who is opposing this? I know Robin Voss is very vocally opposed to marijuana. And I hear that maybe the Tavern League is fighting legalization. I would just love to hear your response.
Matt, thank you. State Senator, where is the opposition coming from?
Hi, Matt. Thank you very much for that question. So it's unfortunate that we aren't able to move forward on many policies that the vast majority of folks in Wisconsin support, and that for some reason they get bottlenecked in the Capitol building. But I firmly believe that the reason why cannabis legalization is not moving forward, we haven't even been able to have a public hearing on the bill that I have introduced for over a decade that is supported by nearly 70% of the people in Wisconsin, is because of the gerrymandered Republican majority of the Capitol building. And the same reason why we don't have an expanded badger care in the state of Wisconsin to tens of thousands of friends and neighbors, in the same way that we don't have reproductive freedoms, and the same reason why we haven't been able to address gun violence, and that our schools aren't fully funded, and that we're not protecting our environment. These are issues that matter to Wisconsinites, period. They're not partisan. We're going to continue moving forward because there is a court case before the Wisconsin Supreme Court where they're going to start hearing oral arguments just in a matter of weeks see if we can address that gerrymandering and make sure that our legislature is more accountable to the good people of the state of Wisconsin.
Let's go bring in Jeff in Delafield. Jeff, hi. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Thank you. I'm a voter, and I'm a Wisconsinite, and I'm passionately opposed to legalized marijuana in Wisconsin. There's a school of thought that it's a gateway drug that just causes drug use to spiral out of control. There's evidence that states that have legalized it aren't recognizing the tax revenue that they thought they would due to it just drives it more and more underground. And there's also a school of thought that it increases the homelessness problem. So I am passionately opposed to legalization of marijuana. So I am one of those voters that totally disagrees with that. Thank you.
Jeff, thank you for the call. State Senator Agar, go ahead on these oppositions.
Absolutely, Jeff. And I hear you, and I know that it is important to realize that there are diverse opinions when it comes to nearly everything that comes across my desk. Prohibition of alcohol did not work in the state of Wisconsin or in our nation. And there was, in fact, a time when margarine was prohibited to be sold in Wisconsin, and people would run around their neighborhoods and take orders for Oleo as they were going to drive to states like Illinois to purchase. That did not work as well. We will have more protections in the state of Wisconsin to address youth usage, impairment, with thoughtful policymaking, we certainly can address the tax structure and make sure that there is revenue that would be brought into the state of Wisconsin and that we're able to do everything we can to tamp out the illicit market.
State Senator Melissa Agar, we're going to move to child care. Governor Tony Evers directing $170 million in federal aid to extend the child care assistance program through June of 2025. Is that enough funding to address child care needs in our state?
Well, so we know that the child care crisis has been real and pervasive in the state of Wisconsin for decades. Child care providers are, in fact, the backbone of our economy, and it is vitally important that we lift up the workers in this industry and ensure that we don't have child care deserts as well. 54% of the state of Wisconsin is a child care desert, where there literally is few to no high quality options for childcare. And then we have the other challenges of the cost of childcare for many, many families in Wisconsin. I'm grateful for the fact that Governor Evers did ask for the Child Care Counts program to be refunded through the state budget. Republicans did take that out. Our kids and families and business owners are asking for this. They have been loud about it and very passionate. And because of that, Governor Evers did put a stopgap measure to provide an authorization of funding, as you pointed out. But this is temporary. It is not a long-term fix. And we know that we need to figure out how it is that we're going to address this child care crisis that exists in Wisconsin. Though we are putting a Band-Aid on it right now, we know that it is not enough and that it is not sustainable.
So aside from this funding, what other steps could lawmakers take to address child care shortages, to address the cost for families here in Wisconsin?
Well, very much in the way that we provide through the state funding for 4K and education in the state of Wisconsin, I believe that we should be looking at how it is that we support the childcare industry. And this isn't a privilege for people in the state of Wisconsin, as some of my colleagues have pointed, tried to say that maybe moms should just stay home with their kids. The reality is that businesses, as well as parents and children, benefit from high quality, affordable childcare in their communities. And we absolutely need to make sure that we're not just doing this emergency stopgap, and the legislature does take action to provide the long-term funding and solutions to our childcare industry that we have proposed over this session. And we know that there is more that we can be doing as well, but you have to start somewhere in the Child Care Counts program and ensuring that it is permanent for folks in Wisconsin is an important first step.
We have about 20 seconds left. What have you learned about leading your caucus 1 year in as minority leader?
So we have passionate, thoughtful folks that are coming to the Capitol every day working in benefit of the people of the state of Wisconsin. And despite the fact that we are in the minority, we know that we represent the majority of the views and values of folks, and we're going to continue pushing forward to make sure that the hardworking people of the state of Wisconsin know that they are being represented by compassionate and hardworking folks.
State Senator Agard, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Kate.
Melissa Agard is a Democratic state senator representing parts of Dane County. Agard serves as minority leader, was first elected to the state Senate in 2020. This is a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.